Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has always been after men that would love him, people that he could call his own, a people that would be true to his word. When the Lord speaks, there's life in it. That every time I hear him speak to me, all the things that whenever he would teach me things or bring things to my attention and help me understand things, his words drew me. Remember, sincerity attracts sincerity. I wanted more sincerity. I wanted more of God. I wanted more of the pure life of God. And because I loved his word, and it became my treasure, I wanted more of it, and I also simultaneously hated the world, the lies of this world system. As I draw near to the Lord, I develop a greater hatred of the world. And when the enemy came about to tempt me away from God, I did what you thought I did. I got angry. And even though I didn't know how, I didn't want any temptation in my heart, in my mind. So, well, my heart was after God, but in your mind, that's your battleground. It's not saved yet. It's not developed in God. You have to renew your mind. And so I had to, the Lord taught me some principles, and I used every one of them. I incorporated it into my life. I brought it into my life. Because I had, and it gave me resilience against Satan, and not only that, the ability to stand against him and still remain in joy. And I learned to control every influence and destroy it and drive it out of my life. And for years I couldn't put in words the new abilities that came from, you know, as you know the things that I learned as I drew near to the Lord, it gets in your spirit. God can give you knowledge you can't explain. That's what I'm trying to say. And it comes from drawing near. It comes from seeking him. It comes from desiring more. You know, when Greg Hosey used to lead us in worship and, you know, praise and worship at church, this was back in the 80s. I got saved in the 80s, in 83. So in the mid-80s, Greg Hosey used to lead us in worship. Jerry Frazier. And these guys used to worship God. It was off the chain, some of the things that we, you know, that they, the songs they were singing. It wasn't just a beautiful singing. They were anointed. And the Lord, I learned to go in his presence. And Elder Lewis used to love to go in God's presence. You know, people don't have to be perfect. And what they did was turned out to be foundational. Besides the things that went wrong, the things that were right, that's why Satan attacked the church like he did. And the church ended up splitting. But the foundation was laid. And I kept going in the Lord's presence. And all the ministers there used to go in God's presence. But I kept doing it. And I kept going in his presence. I still do. But I would learn things, and I would walk away with something. Every time I go in his presence, I will, and you know, you walk away with greater capabilities. Because when you draw near to the Lord, he's able to reach you. He's able to commune with you. The power of communing with God. A lot of people don't follow God because they don't commune with God. They don't trust him. They love him, but they don't trust him enough to carry out whatever he say do. But the Lord, but we can if we want to. Anybody can if they will. And the way that we can do that is to continue to draw near to the Lord. So when the Lord is looking for people that will worship him in spirit and in truth, spirit to spirit and in truth, as we do so, that's why this broadcast is called Heart to Heart. The Lord is talking from the heart. Many years ago, as I went in his presence and I would hear from the Lord and he talked to me, and then I would hear preaching all over the TV, radio, and it's like people would go, that teaching and what the Lord was saying in my spirit was like two different things. And then sometimes people would say the same thing he said, but people deviate back and forth, but God stayed the same. Every communication that he ever gave me was one. It was always consistent. It was always perfect training. It was always according to the root of God's word. It was always in spirit and in truth, every word he ever spoke to me. But when I listened to preaching, some of it was just like what God said. And I thank God for all those who stay true to the word. But some of it was like static. You're trying to watch TV and you can't see the whole picture because of static. Sometimes the messages had static in it. They were teaching, but there was also interference. Because the way this thing worked, when people believe doctrines of devils, it gets mixed in. And they receive false training. And it comes out as static. And I said, something's going on. And the Lord taught me back in 89, in the early 90s, he said I had that vision in 88. But in the early 90s, he said, he told me the biggest problem in the churches is people don't follow him. In 88, I had a vision, and the Lord showed me, he said, let not my people lack knowledge. But in the early 90s, he said, the biggest problem in the churches is people don't follow him. What are they following if they're not following him? They're following opinions mixed with the word of God and static. And that's why the Lord would say things in the spirit that's perfect, and men couldn't match it. So in all my endeavors, I always cling to the Holy Spirit. That's where I got perfection. Now, with that being said, there are anointed people out there, and I love them too, and I listen, and I grow. Because anybody that worship God in the spirit and in truth, they'll teach in spirit and in truth. If they worship in spirit and in truth long enough and pay attention to the Holy Spirit, they will preach in spirit and in truth. And I long for that. If we know in part, that means we know something about God in part. I don't expect people to teach like the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows me and how to reach me and how to teach me. But he is in other people too. And he anointed them to help me too. Anointed people are available. When you're around them, being wise, turn their anointing on. Get them in a conversation and ask some deep questions. If they turn the anointing on and you're receptive, the Holy Spirit will teach you. I like talking to people that's just hungry and want to learn. Because the Holy, they involve the Holy Spirit. And anytime you do that, their hunger can cause you to say whatever is necessary, and then you can learn from what the Holy Spirit provides. And it doesn't bother me if somebody teaches better. I wish that was true with everybody. It's still the same Spirit. If there's competition, you're going to run the Holy Spirit away. Holy Spirit don't like competition among his people. He wants us to recognize him, whoever he decide to use. And the Holy Spirit will leave. If you give in to the world, if you don't listen to the convictions against that kind of thing, you're limiting yourself from learning from him, because he won't be able to trust you the same if you're in competition, if you get angry because somebody teaches better or different. The Holy Spirit has to trust us too. Just like we have to trust God, the Holy Spirit has to trust us. Some things he can't release to us unless he can trust us in obedience. We have to primarily love the Word of God and his ways and his people. And then we'll earn his trust. Some things he will not release unless people trust him right. In Ezekiel's day and in Jeremiah's day, there were people who would steal God's word. They were false prophets. They had no relationship with the Lord, but they'll catch words from the true prophets and go and prophesy and look good in the eyes of men. So there are some things the Lord is not going to tell people who are given the competition or persuaded by the deceptions of competition. He doesn't want competition in the ring. He wants us to work together. If we're comparing ourselves to other people, that's not wise. Everybody's unique and everybody's important. Somebody might say, well, I'm an apostle. I'm better than a teacher. Well, that's not true. All the callings of God and all the offices of God is a grace. And with the Lord, every calling is important. And people have to be, they have to have the right makeup for those callings. God create people to fill those offices. Now, they are in rank form. But I'm going to tell you something about the anointing. Never underestimate it. A wise teacher, his ministry may become greater than some apostles. And remember, teachers teach apostles. Apostles teach teachers. Evangelists get apostles saved. Apostles get evangelists saved. Apostles train pastors. Pastors train apostles. Some people want the calling because it looks bigger. But what God has given me to do is far different than what he gave pastors to do. And I'm telling you, most of the pastors I know would not want to do what I do. Just like I don't want to do what they do. I like what I do. I'm made for it. God designed me for this, just like he designed them for what they do. And I wouldn't want to travel all over the world like an evangelist. An evangelist that's designed for that thing, for that office, he wouldn't want to stay in Birmingham like I want to stay in Birmingham. You know, we are geared for what we do, chosen by God and appointed. Let's just respect what God gave everybody. The prophets are subject to the prophets. Let's just enjoy what God gave us. There's joy in it. And you're not limited to how far you can go and how much you can do. If you believe the words of God, if you mix prayer with it and believe God, you can fulfill your course and do even greater things. You don't have to just barely fulfill your course or finish your course. You can finish your course and you can preach some bonus years with it. And that you are not limited. If you don't limit it, it won't be limited. So the callings of God and the offices of God, they have their purposes and their rank. But as far as the grace of God, we're not limited. And you can, if you're a teacher, don't feel bad because you're last. Remember, many that are last will be first. Many that are first will be last. Just enjoy the Lord, spirit to spirit. But think about it. I've been in the presence of God with people who are not motivated by competition, preeminence, things like that, that defile. And the Holy Spirit has free course to train. And he had me saying things that I never thought about. And I know I'm around people that are receptive and they're not competitive. But if they're competitive, I'm limited. Even if he trained me beyond what I'm saying, I can only speak a portion because I learned to follow God. I flow with him. I learned to follow him and flow with him. Following him is obeying him. Flowing with him is obeying him when he changed course. And he does it for a reason. When I'm ministering to a congregation, he may take me off on what many will call a rabbit trail to deal with one person because they're receptive. And then I come back to what he gave me in the first place. See, sometimes in your message, you can inspire people to think a certain way. And once they do, then the Holy Spirit jumps over here and teaches them. And then he comes back to the 99. He always wants that sheep that's out there. Now, that doesn't mean they're out there in a bad way. They're in a position to learn something greater. They were inspired, and everything's just set up for them to learn something new, and the Lord will deal with that. And then he'll come back to the fold and teach them. Everybody win. No harm, no foul. Our only race is against time. Now, when I'm preaching, I'm rushing because I want to get everything out that the Lord gave. And in the days that I would preach at churches a lot, it was about 20 minutes. So I had to move. And the enemy, with his interference always, I had to be on point. I couldn't lag. I couldn't take my time because I knew I didn't have much. I was never given enough time in ministry. Only a few church services I could preach 45 minutes. I'm saying a few until I started doing Sunday school at Life in Abundance. I had about 35 to 40 minutes. I had to make it count, folks. And it works. The Word of God works. Everything we do works. And then the Lord put me on the radio. And since I had to be a sprint preacher, I learned to condense things into 15 minutes. And I never had the luxury of time, so I had to condense my word. And, what the enemy meant for bad, the Lord used it for good. He enabled me to teach a concentrated message in a few minutes. And he gave me revelation about that. And he enabled me, he said to me that I can use you to teach people in moments what it would normally take months for them to learn in other places. And I said, man, how? And that was in the back of my mind. How in the world can that happen? And I was talking to a lady. I talked to her about 15 minutes, I guess, in a grocery store. And the spirit of counsel came up, and he had me to say some things to help her. And she told me, she said, you know, I've learned more talking to you in a few minutes than I did in months. And then again, at the gym, this police officer, he was a Christian, and I talked to him. And the Lord blessed me to say some things in a few moments. He said, man, I learned more talking to you in a few moments than I did in a few months where I go to church. And I said, this is true. This is twice that that's happened. So the Lord is up to something. He's doing something. It's not Thurston. It's the Holy Spirit. So if he can do that through me, he can do that through anybody that's willing. In the Spirit of God, when we're in his presence, things can happen that don't normally happen. Never underestimate what you release in the Spirit, and never underestimate what the Spirit of God can do in you, through you. And definitely never underestimate what your anointing can do. When the Lord gave me that assignment to do the good newsletter in the Kingston Woodlawn area, in Eastview, that's the real name. Nobody calls the neighborhood Eastview. And the only reason I know about it, I found the deed to my house, and the neighborhood was called Eastview. Anyway, when I lived over there in the Kingston Woodlawn area, between Stockholm and Holiday Inn, I passed out those flyers, the good newsletter, and all the gunfights stopped. The duration of time that I began passing those flyers out, which was a year, it was between 94 and 95. All the gunfights stopped, all of them did. I didn't hear any more gunfights until I left the neighborhood in 96. God is mightily moving by his Spirit. And if we follow him, we go, it was 95 to 96. That was when that was the year. I was supposed to do it in 94, and I didn't actually start to 95. But during that year, no more gunfights. Well, preacher, why do you think the good newsletter did it? Because the week that I started passing it out, from the time I moved away, no gunfights. And I don't believe in coincidences. I'm like Gibbs on that one. I don't believe in coincidences. That's the Holy Spirit. Now, God loves us. And what he can do in us is uncharted. People don't always know how far they can go in the Holy Spirit and what they can accomplish in obedience to the Lord and the Holy Spirit. But if you dare take him at his word and speak his word and worship him in spirit and in truth, if you let him be the boss of your life, you're going to see what I'm talking about. If you just enjoy his presence in all that you do, it's going to be good, folks. And you're going to love it. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is Lord.